The humidity clung to her like a damp cloth, cloying, suffocating. The palm trees drooped, their fronds limp, even more so than the people who staggered around like zombies, hollow-eyed and wilting. The pavement shimmered like a mirage, and she could feel the heat radiating through her thin sandals with the strength of an underground furnace. Kenzie darted into the air-conditioned mall and heaved a sigh of relief. Swiping a damp strand of hair off her face, she stood for a moment, absorbing the welcome coolness. Miami was in the grips of a brutal heat wave, and Fred, the environmental editor at the Herald, had warned it wasn't about to end anytime soon. Swampy summer, they were calling it, and they weren't wrong. The stifling humidity made it feel like you were swimming through the day, drenched in sweat. Kenzie's skin glistened with perspiration, and her thick, blonde hair only added to the misery, so she'd scraped it into a ponytail. Glancing at her reflection in a shop window, she grimaced. The smattering of makeup she'd applied that morning had melted off her face hours ago. The heat was on at work, too. Ever since Clayton had been fired, she'd been the senior investigative reporter on the crime beat. The promotion had come with a frantic schedule, a new assistant she hadn't gelled with yet, and deadlines that made her eyes water. The fact this heat had led to a spate of violent crimes across Miami didn't help. Tempers flared, literally, in the heat of the moment, and patience wore thin as the relentless temperatures pushed those ready to snap over the edge. Assaults had doubled, gang violence was on the rise, and there was a spike in homicides. And she was expected to cover it all. Be everywhere. To top it all, the AC in the car had gone on the fritz. It probably wasn't designed to be on full blast for hours on end. So now, she was sheltering in the mall. An iced coffee made her feel marginally better. She checked her phone. Still no messages from Reed. Understandable, though, given the current crime wave. Sweetwater Police Department, where he was based, was situated southwest of the city and included part of the Glades, the accessible part, that is. Those folks were a law unto themselves at the best of times. He had his work cut out for him. Reed. A frisson of excitement shot down her spine. She still couldn't believe she'd kissed him like that. It had been impulsive, reckless, and too damn good. Mind-blowingly good, if she was honest. At first, he'd been surprised. Then he'd reciprocated, kissing her until they were both gasping for breath. But it was the look in his eye when they broke away that had startled her the most. Intense, filled with desire and unspoken questions. And she'd panicked. At that moment, when she'd felt his breath on her lips, his hands in her hair, it could have gone either way. Her apartment was right there, just steps from her front door. Yet, she'd backed off, stammering an apology. It was the excitement of the night, the sting operation, the relief it was over and she was safe. Giving her a long look, he said quietly, "It's okay, I understand." And he'd gone, left her alone with her feelings, her confusion, her desire.
"Excuse me," came a feminine voice beside her. "Are you Kenzie Gilmore?"
Jolted out of her reminiscence, Kenzie glanced up. A teenager stood in front of her, a backpack slung over one shoulder. She wore a pretty summer dress with daisies on it and a silver chain with an H-shaped pendant around her neck. She looked surprisingly cool given the temperature outside and the general frazzled state of everyone else.
"Yes, I am," Kenzie smiled.
She shifted in her strappy sandals like she wasn't quite comfortable standing there and straightened her dress.
"I'm sorry to disturb you. It's just, well, I need to talk to you."
Kenzie frowned. The girl was nervous.
"Sure. Have we met?"
"No." She shook her head, then pointed to the vacant chair opposite Kenzie.
"Do you mind if I sit down?"
"Of course not." Kenzie was intrigued. What was this about? The girl was perfectly groomed, manicured nails, styled hair curling softly around her face, a light layer of mascara emphasizing wide, deer-like eyes, and just the right amount of lip gloss. The backpack was a designer label, she noted, as the girl slid it off her slender shoulder and placed it at her feet, under the table.